Narayana Namaskritya Narum Chaivam Narutamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Chitodayam Mudirayat Nashta Praiswa Bhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavata Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna, good morning to everyone. So, this morning's text is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1. The chapter is entitled Questions by the Sages, Text 21. Kalim Agata Agyayam Shetre Spin Vaishnavivayam Asina Dhirga Satrena Katayam Shakshana Hari Kalim Agatam Agyayam Shetre Spin Vaishnavivayam Asina Dhirga Satrena Katayam Shakshana Hari. Word for word translation. Kalim, the age of Kali, the iron age of quarrel. Agatam, having arrived. Agyaya, knowing this. Kshetre, in this tract of land. Asmin, in this. Vaishnave, specially meant for the devotee of the Lord. Vayam, we. Asinaha, seated. Dhirga, prolonged. Satrena, for the performance of sacrifices. Katayam, in the words of. Sakshanaha, with time at our disposal. Hare, of the personality of Godhead. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Knowing well that the age of Kali has already begun, we are assembled here in this holy place to hear at great length the transcendental message of Godhead and in this way perform sacrifice. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. This age of Kali is not at all suitable for self-realization by the methods practiced in Satyayuga, the Golden Age, or Treta or Dwapara Yuga, the Silver and Copper Ages. For self-realization, the people in Satyayuga, living a lifetime of 100,000 years, were able to perform prolonged meditation. And in Treta Yuga, when the duration of life was 10,000 years, self-realization was attained by performance of great sacrifice. And in the Dwapara Yuga, when the duration of life was 1,000 years, self-realization was attained by worship of the Lord. But in the Kali Yuga, the maximum duration of life being 100 years only, and that combined with various difficulties, the recommended process of self-realization is that of hearing and chanting of the holy name, fame, and pastimes of the Lord. The sages in Naimisharanya began this process in a place meant specifically for the devotees of the Lord. They prepared themselves to hear the pastimes of the Lord over a period of 1,000 years. By the example of these sages, one should learn that regular hearing and recitation of the Bhagavatam is the only way for self-realization. Other attempts are simply a waste of time, for they do not give any tangible results. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached this system of Bhagavad Dham, and he recommended that all those who are born in India should take the responsibility of broadcasting the messages of Lord Sri Krishna. Primarily, the message of Bhagavad Gita. And when one is well established in the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, he can take up the study of Srimad Bhagavatam for further enlightenment in self-realization. Om Agnati Vedantasya Gyana Gnashalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadvitam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Om Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Sivashari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Jinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurabhani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Sacharini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pandayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gurati Senamaha Hare Krishna. So I'll read the text again. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 21. Kalim agatam agyaya Shetresmin vaishnavebhayam Asina dhirga satrena Katayam sakshana hare. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Knowing well that the age of Kali has already begun, we are assembled here in this holy place to hear at great length the transcendental message of Godhead and in this way perform sacrifice. Hare Krishna. So, the translation, knowing well that the age of Kali has already begun, we are assembled here. So who are we? Well, we represent the sages who have gotten together at the Kurukshetra. They've gotten together to go through a sacrifice at Naimisharanya for 1,000 years. For 1,000 years. What is a sacrifice? They're going to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead for 1,000 years as a way of performing sacrifice. Now, if that doesn't tell you about hearing, I don't know what else would. None of us can even live to 1,000 years, at most 100 years in Kali Yuga. And they're going to listen. Obviously, they are sages. They don't go by Kali Yuga ages and so on. They are advanced. They can go longer than that. Sages don't depend on the yugas, because they can go to different planets where there are different yugas. There could be Satya Yuga in some other planet, and they can go there and they'll live for 100,000 years. So they don't depend on our time. They can go anywhere. They're that advanced. So even though Kali Yuga is 100 years, they can stay one place for 1,000 years, and it doesn't make any difference. They don't go by our time. That's the first thing you got to understand. Because they're hearing for 1,000 years. We, at best, if a person is born as a baby and they hear the Supreme Personality of Godhead's kata, all the way up to they die at 100 years, then you can say, yes, they heard 100 years. Is that possible? Yes, it is possible. Because when a child is conceived in the womb and the mother is a devotee and the mother takes herself pregnant with that baby to a place where there's kata, that baby will hear the kata because the soul is there. The soul of the baby is in the womb, and the soul has the senses, and the soul likes Krishna consciousness. Therefore, they will hear. That soul would be able to use the senses, the real senses. The soul actually is the one that has the real senses to hear about Krishna kata. I remember the other day, long time ago, my Guru Maharaj is Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, and when I was in Giranagri in the mid-90s, you know, I used to drive him to lectures and so on, and drive back from the temple up to where he used to live. Very short drive anyway. But, you know, so sometimes I'll take the advantage while I'm with him in the car to ask him questions. And one of the questions, I just talked about the senses of the soul. I was a little confused about it, and I was saying, but the soul is in very small quantity, very minute in our heart. So I can't imagine minute in our heart, what kind of senses does the soul have when it's that small? But we are, you know, the physical body is big, the subtle body is big compared to the minute, infinitesimal, 1/10,000 typical hair, atomic size of the soul. So I'm asking him, the senses. So the senses, what about the senses of the soul? We have sense of hearing, we have sense of seeing, and so on. So how does this work? Bhaktivedanta Maharaj answered me in one sentence. He said, the soul has the real senses. In other words, the physical body is just, yeah, it has senses, but it's going to die. The soul is the one that goes on forever. So the real senses for spiritual life, when we go back home, that's the senses of the soul. And the senses of the soul are even superb because each sense can do the work of another sense. We can't do that here. In other words, literally we're saying that the ear of the soul should be able to see or eat or feel. The eyes should be able to smell. You can't do that with your eyes, not these ones. The eyes can only see. The nose can smell. They got specific things. But the senses of the soul are interchangeable. So when this is, most of you are familiar with the deity. Deity of Krishna. Deity. So, I mean, Krishna is playing his flute. Srila Prabhupada gave a wonderful example of a lecture that I heard. Krishna is playing his flute. So when you're playing your flute, of course, some of your fingers are covering the holes and some of your fingers is off the holes, right? Depending on the note that you're playing. So Krishna, in some deities, you see that Krishna's fingers are on the flute, but sometimes some fingers are on there and maybe the index finger is out. So Srila Prabhupada said, you think Krishna is not seeing you. He can see with that finger that is up, open like that. He can see with that. And so many say he can hear what's going on. He can hear with the fingers. Why? Because the fingers, does it have a sense? Yes. There is a sense for everywhere. It's called the skin. There's a skin over the whole body, and the skin is one of the senses. The skin can feel. When you touch it, when you prick it, it's the skin that gives you that sensation. And so since the skin can feel, every part of the soul that's got skin on it can also feel, and therefore they can do other things too. So that skin can see, that skin can smell, that the soul is that versatile. It's really that versatile. So what we have here is this physical body is no comparison at all to the soul. No comparison. That's why, that's all alone the reason why we got to go home and be in a more versatile situation. Apart from the bliss that we get too. And here we're suffering. So there's no comparison. So to come back to this, the sages are going to hear a sacrifice for mankind. So Śrīla Gosvāmī has heard Bhāgavatam from Śukadeva Gosvāmī, and now he has come back to the sages. And by the way, Radha Maharaj gave one situation. He said about the sages, they are, and he quoted the number. Sometimes people, you know, so I, but I'll tell him because that's how they said. He said there were 80,000 of them. 80,000 sages in Amishananya. And the point he was making about this, he says, how bad our ears are. Śrīla Gosvāmī was going to talk about what he had heard from Śrīmad Bhāgavatam to the 80,000 sages, and he's not using a microphone. Can you believe how good their ears are? 80,000 people speaking. He's not going to shout. He's going to speak and they can hear. So in Kali Yuga, our senses are so dull. 80,000 people. There's no way that you stand one place and speak normally like the way I'm speaking to 80,000 people. About five rows down, that's it. Anybody beyond five rows, they're not going to hear. So I have to use a mic very loud, water's volume, they shout this whole thing, speaking through an amplifier, just blast it before 80,000 people can hear, in the stadium, for example. So we are in a yuga that the senses are so dull. And we don't need to stay in this forever. We don't need to. Krishna wants us back to a situation that's a whole lot better, where the senses are even interchangeable. Anyway, so to come to the purport, this age of Kali, Srila Prabhupada says, it's not at all suitable for self-realization. Well, we just talked about some of the things that doesn't make self-realization work so well. Even our senses are not so good. They're very dull. This age of Kali is not at all suitable for self-realization by the methods practiced in Satya Yuga or Treta Yuga or Dwapara Yuga. Satya Yuga is a golden age, then Treta Yuga is a silver age, and then Dwapara Yuga is a copper age, and then Kali Yuga is called an iron age. And as you can see, a lot of iron we use. New York is all iron, practically. New York City. So Srila Prabhupada now begins to describe, for self-realization, the people in Satya Yuga, they live a lifetime of 100,000 years. Satya Yuga itself is 1,728,000 years. That's the entire length, 1.728 million years. And everybody that lives in there lives up to 100,000 years. And they performed, Srila Prabhupada said, they were able to perform prolonged meditation. Well, the meditation goes up to 60,000 years out of that 100,000. So the longest they will go to 60,000 years. So they will meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead for a long time. For a long time. Life was wonderful. More to goodness. The religions, the austerity, cleanliness of charity, mercy, and truthfulness were at its highest. Practice nicely. That's Satya Yuga. And by the way, His Holiness Guru Govinda Maharaj says, devotees, yes, you're living in Kali Yuga, but you know what's right and what's wrong because you've been taught in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, you should live life like the way the Satya Yuga people live. Even though you're not going to be in 100,000 years, but the quality of life, the mode of goodness thing, and the transcendence should be practiced by devotees. Mode of goodness being kind, being tolerant, and so all of the good things, and then the transcendence, you chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's the way our life should be. So Satya Yuga. Now, Treta Yuga, then, about one quarter, now irreligion and other things begin to set in. It becomes a little bit more contaminated. It's also very long. 1,296,000 years, that's Treta Yuga. Life, people live up to 10,000 years, as Srila Prabhupada is saying here. People perform yajna, sacrifices. And it's a very, very elaborate one, especially in heavenly planets. The arena, it was described in Gaga Samhita, the arena for performing sacrifice. How long is it? 8 miles. It's called one yojana. 8 miles. It's that long. Now, when we perform sacrifice puja in the temples or outside, we're barely sitting on about 100 square feet of space, so 30 something by 100 by 100. Very, very small area. 8 miles long, and so many priests are performing the pujas and they're pouring the ghee into the fire. So many priests are there at the same time. When Mayapur was opened first time, something similar was done. They had about 8 fires going, and my godmother was one of them. They were pouring in there. But in the heavenly planets, there's a whole bunch of, almost about 100 or so fires. And the puja is going on at the same time. 8 miles long. So you can imagine how many people are there. So it's a very elaborate thing. Now, obviously, it takes a lot of money. We don't have anywhere near that kind of money to do this. Then, Dwapara Yuga. Dwapara Yuga is deity worship. It also was done very elaborately. Dwapara Yuga lifetime, the whole thing is 864,000 years. And people live 1,000 years. 1,000 years. By the way, those of you that are connected with the Bible, you see some of those people, and they talked about it, and they live in Methuselah, and they live 600 years. And this one, when I first was reading the Bible, I said, how can people live 600 years? This was one of my questions. I didn't even know at that time, I wasn't a devotee. I didn't know that lifetime was supposed to be 100 years in Kali Yuga. But I knew nobody was going 100 years. As little as I was, there was nobody with 200 years. So I read the Bible and this person lived that many years, 400 years, 600 years. How? But now I understand. If they are in the Dwapara Yuga, yes, they can live up to 1,000 years. So when somebody is 600, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal at all. But it took the Yugas for me to understand, oh, okay, so in Kali Yuga, then it changes. Kali Yuga, then it's from 1,000 to 100, down to 100. Okay, so, actually, there's more to it. Those in the Himalayas can live longer because they breathe more slowly. So that's another matter. We'll talk about that later. Okay, so, or if we get to it at all. So, Dwapara Yuga, 864,000. And then, again, austerity, cleanliness, mercy. Now there's other things that's setting in. You know, people are not kind like they used to be, and they're not austere, and they're selfish, and you know, all kinds of laziness is setting in. And Kali Yuga is the worst. That's the age we're in now. People live 100 years only. Therefore, the process has been simplified. So the main things are to hear and chant the holy name, fame, and pastimes of the Lord. Because first of all, we don't have the kind of money that for deity worship elaborately. Now, sometimes we say, but we're doing deity worship now. There's still deities on the altar. Well, that's the mercy we got. The reason is, even though the Yuga Dham, what we're supposed to do in Kali Yuga is to chant the holy name, we are only 5,000 years into Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is 432,000 years total. So we're only 5,000 years. So we just left the border of Dwapara Yuga into Kali Yuga. And so in transcendence, we don't cut things cut and dry. All right, well, no, Dwapara Yuga is 864,000 years. Cut. Kali Yuga is that. We have to be chanting. No. It doesn't work like that. Because this is all service from the heart. So we still have been given the opportunity to do some deity service, even though we're not in Dwapara Yuga. But the main thing to do is chant. Therefore, you cannot give any excuse that I'm not going to chant, that I will do other service, and to replace the chanting. You can't do that. Chanting is a must. Whatever you do, you have to chant. So the little bit of deity worship that's there, and we don't do it elaborately, we don't have the kind of money that Dwapara Yuga they have. Millions of dollars in gold. They decorated the deities with so much. We don't have that kind of money. That time they were doing the deity worship. So basically, we're just being given a little opportunity because Krishna has come in the kind of form where we can see him and we can serve him. That's the whole point. That Krishna is, because we, right now, with their eyes, Krishna is spiritual. We can't see him with these eyes. So he has, Srila Prabhupada explained, he has appeared in a form like stone and wood and that, so that we can actually see him. But that is him also. Because Krishna can do anything with anything. He owns everything. So even material, he looks material, but he's actually the same spiritual Krishna. The same spiritual Lord. The same Krishna in a little form, even though he owns everything, but that's his mercy. And also, the other thing is, he's standing there. He's not moving. And because he's in that position, then we can serve to the maximum, because he's not doing anything for himself. So then we can give maximum service to him. But he's very much alive and you can see everything that's going on. That's God. When the deity is there in your house, that is God that's there. To never downplay him and think that, oh, it's the deity. So Sri Prabhupada says, if you think the wood, the deity is wood or stone, then he'll be wood and stone for you forever. You will never understand what you got. That's the Lord himself. That is the Lord himself, full with his senses and full with his power. Even though he's looking like this. He's looking like this because we can't see him in his real form, as spiritual. So he has come in a real form as a deity. So that we can serve. So that's how that is. Okay, so they come back. To the Prabhupada. See the Prabhupada. He said the sages in Naimisharanya, they began this process specifically meant for the devotees of the Lord. They prepared themselves to hear the pastimes of the Lord over a period of 1,000 years. To hear the pastimes. So the example that the sages give is we should also hear regularly. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nastya Prayeshwa Bhadesu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam is always. Serve the Bhagavata. Sevaya Bhagavatam. But you serve by hearing or by reading. So Sri Prabhupada says we should follow the example of the sages. And hear Bhagavatam. And that's the only way for self-realization. Why? Well, Bhagavatam is about Krishna. And if we open our hearts and hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and Krishna is satisfied with the way we are hearing and serving and chanting, then when he becomes pleased with us and Guru is pleased with us, then Krishna cranks up the sweetness in devotion. So you have to be patient and keep going and keep going and keep going and be, you know, just patient and also enthusiastic and be determined. These are all qualities that's the nectar of instruction that the devotee should be about. Enthusiasm, utsaha, patience, and keep going with the service and keep chanting and have full faith. Then after a while, Krishna will say, yes, this person really wants to come to me. So why doesn't Krishna do it right away? Well, we've forgotten ourselves, sir. We are in jail. We are criminals. We've left the spiritual world. So we have to prove to Krishna that we really want to be good citizens again for the spiritual world. So a person is in jail, and they are jail brothers, there's an inmate. You can't just get up and say, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want to be free. You can't do that. You have to go by the instructions given by the jail authorities and follow them, which is exactly what we're doing here. For us, it's instructions how to be nice, but we're also learning how to be natural again. Because we are in jail. So life outside the jail is the spiritual world life. So all of these is just to teach us in order to do the right thing about very close or practice the way they live in the spiritual world here. And so if we stop all the mess, the nonsense of Kali Yuga, and we begin to take this process seriously and on and on and on, and then the authorities watch and say, this prisoner is doing very well. Yeah, maybe he wants to come. Then Krishna begins to crank up the sweetness. So by hearing and by chanting, and then you serve in other ways too, which you will get to. And then you just get watched. Your supervisor is the senior devotee, and the main supervisor is your guru. And the topmost supervisor is your Diksha Guru, the initiation one, the one that can plead your case for you after you leave your body. And say, Krishna, this person did quite well when he was here. Yes, he has a few mistakes here and there, but his intention is very good. Please allow him back to the spiritual world. Like that. And Srila Prabhupada has so much influence. We won't talk about why. Prabhupada has said some things about Srila Prabhupada. All you have to do is do what he's asked you to do. And there's a very, very, very high chance that you're going to go back to Godhead in this body after you leave this body. And if you don't, it's your own fault. As he said it, you know. Krishna is giving you the chance. Anyway, so the example is given by the sages. One should learn that the regular hearing and recitation of a Bhagavatam is the only way for self-realization. See, Papa says, you're wasting your time if you do it any other way. Other attempts are simply a waste of time. Because when you hear, then you get guided by the different services. and you get guided like that, of course. You get guided on what to do, and you do it, then you get purified and purified and purified. Next thing you know, you're here in this material world, in this deal, but you're living the life like those who live in the spiritual world. Therefore, if you go with them, if you go back to the spiritual world, if they allow you, you're not going to be a mess. You're not going to be a disturbance, because you've learned how not to be offensive. You've learned how to be humble. It's so many things that you've learned here. And then you're connected with the Holy Name, which is what they do. Their party is about chanting the Holy Name. And they have wonderful parties. We do here a little bit of Mudanga, it's nice. But in the spiritual world, Bhakti Jeremiah told me, it's something else. It's at a different level, much higher level. So yes, you're going to be doing the same things there, the way they do it at the highest level. So all we're doing is we're practicing now. And the hearing gives the guidance. And the chanting is the connection. As you said, it's our fact line. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Alright, so, just a couple of references. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, Text 8, in the purport in the section of the purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada said, Srimad Bhagavatam is so made that one becomes at once engaged in the path of self-realization simply by hearing the topics. Srimad Bhagavatam is set up so that you just hear the topics and you get connected to the path of self-realization. You become purified. You begin to become purified. And Srila Prabhupada says, actually, Bhagavatam is meant for the highest level devotees called the Paramhamsas, or those who are totally engaged in self-realization. It's meant for them. But even though it's meant for them, worldly men like us, if we hear it from our hearts, it would help us too. So it can work into the depths of the hearts of those who may be worldly men. So worldly men are also. So we also can be converted to being good devotees and even pure devotees just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada admits, worldly men, they engage in sense gratification. But even such men will find in this Vedic literature a remedial measure for their diseases, the material diseases. Why? Because Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna in a book form. Krishna is absolute. Everything about him is him. So the topics about Krishna is also Krishna. That's what Krishna being absolute means. So Shukadev Goswami is the one that is speaking Bhagavatam. And Shuka, the parrot, when he bites and will beak into the fruit, it sweetens the fruit. So from him speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam, you connect with him, it becomes even sweeter. And then one more reference, we stop. Bhagavad Gita 10:9, chapter 10, text 9. Machita magata prana bodayanta parasparam katayantascha manityam. Tushanticha, Ramanticha. The translation, the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, and their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from enlightening each other always about me and conversing about me. So it's about talking about Krishna Katha, which is the hearing, the same thing. So this is another way which Krishna is saying. So, what should we be about? Well, we need to hear and chant the Holy Name. Why? It gives joy to the soul, along with other forms of devotional service. It opens up our hearts like that. Nothing else works. No bhakti, no joy for the soul. No bhakti, no joy. So need hearing and chanting. Hearing gives the guidance, as we talked about it. Chanting feeds the soul with happiness, with spiritual happiness, eventually. It opens up the soul. So these two processes, hearing and chanting, will help us to increase our desire to do other service in bhakti with greater enthusiasm. When you chant purely, you chant as attentively as possible. That's our purity. And then you also hear about Krishna, you will be more enthused. Therefore, the other services that you do, you will do willingly. And so when you also hear and chant, you get realizations. More realizations begin to fill our minds. And then material anxiety will be reduced, and then we detach from all material activities that we used to think, oh, it's good, this for me. We will not be interested in material things anymore. One guy always, I think he's on here, told me, I'm getting less and less interested in the material things. I said, that's what happens. When you think more seriously, you will, in fact, begin to enjoy the spiritual. It's called paramdhispanabhati. You're going to replace the lower, which is material, with the higher. And you begin to see it's actually sweeter. When you do the Krishna conscious things and your karmic things you do, you begin to cut them off. So this is here in the chanting what it does. Hare Krishna. Alright, so we'll stop here. The translation again is, knowing well that the age of Kali has already begun, we are assembled here in this holy place to hear at great length the transcendental message of Godhead, and in this way, by hearing, perform sacrifice. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Now, if you, okay, you want to, for questions? Unmute your phone.
Yeah, we welcome the devotees. If you have any questions or comments, please do not hesitate to unmute yourself and ask a question or a comment. We can definitely open this lovely mic. So, this was a very nice class, and we have time.
It's not mercy.
Devotees can definitely ask any questions you want. I can probably start with my first question. And
okay.
The first line of the purport was definitely an interesting question, a point the Prabhupada says.
Mm-hmm.
The Prabhupada says that this age of Kali is considered with materialization as Sabi Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Gaurava Yuga.
Mm-hmm.
So one can say that you know, well, since we are in Kali Yuga and we are trying to get out of this crazy world, what are our chances if it's not suitable for materialization? Because it's
almost like contradicting that what are our chances? Because
that's what we're trying to do, but if it's not suitable, then
what
do we?
Very good question. So Srila Prabhupada does say the age of Kali is not at all suitable for self-realization, but it says self-realization by the methods that are practiced in the other ages. In other words, in Kali Yuga, we cannot sit and do 60,000 of meditation. Even if it's this 100 years, we can't sit and meditate like, you know, people in Kali, in Satya Yuga can. We cannot perform yagyas as well as those in Treta Yuga can. We cannot do deity worship as well as those in Dwapara Yuga can. So we are so fallen that they just give us, just say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, and you'll be fine. You don't need all that money. You don't need all that long meditation. You don't need all of that expensive thing for deity worship. No, you don't. It's been simplified because we are so bad at this point that if they make us do something higher, most of us won't be able to make it. Okay, so it is in fact not suitable for self-realization by those methods. And therefore, they've given us an easy one. But at the same time, Lord Chaitanya said, Krishna has invested all his energies in the holy name. So if you chant the holy name, you get Krishna's energies. So it's a very simple thing to do. You get Krishna. Krishna's holy name is Krishna. So you just say it. And say it repeatedly. And say it, run it through your mind the whole day. And you'll be fine. And that is the purification. You have to go through so many different ways. In Satya Yuga, the long meditation for 60,000, imagine 60,000 years sitting and having your eyes closed lightly and you're meditating on the tip, looking at the tip of your nose and then thinking about the Supreme Person. How many people can do that now? Not even for 1 year they can't do it. Very difficult. So the process has been made very simple. You don't have to be a yogi, something in the Himalayas somewhere. Just chant Hare Krishna anywhere. No hard and fast rules, the Lord Chaitanya says. We would have fallen apart trying to get God realization through these other ways in the other yuga. We'd have definitely fallen apart. So it is true that it's not suitable for self-realization by these other methods that are more elaborate. And that's why we've been given the Hare Krishna mantra. Okay, so that's the answer to that. I hope it helps. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely.
Krishna's mercy. Guru's mercy.
Focus, elaborate, devotion, prolong, and everything.
Important point, and Srila Prabhupada made a point about this, and he said, well, we are suffering here, and we can go back home. Krishna is making it easy for us to go back home. If we don't connect with it, and Srila Prabhupada sometimes uses very heavy words, if we don't connect with it, that's your foolishness. Because we have the opportunity to go home, and it's the easiest way. And the chanting has been reduced from 64 rounds, that's the Vaishnav's number of rounds that you chant a day, it has been reduced to 16 rounds. That's only one quarter. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Sri Krishnadas, Babaji, and so many other high level, they were all chanting 64 rounds. Now, Srila Prabhupada has brought it down to 16 rounds, only 25%. So we really don't have an excuse. You need to take it seriously and chant every day the japa 16 rounds. Even if it takes you 2 hours. Well, that's 2 out of 24 hours. That's only 1/12. 8% of the time. You can't give 8% to Krishna? So you see, we don't have a case. We really don't have a case. 92% is for us. Give 8%. That's chanting for 2 hours now. Some many people finish 16 rounds in less than 2 hours. Even if you're that slow, still, you're only giving 2 hours of your day to Krishna. So that you can go back to Godhead and all your anxieties are over. I mean, there's no comparison. So take advantage of it. Hare Krishna.
Are there any other questions or comments? One question I think that I have is the last sentence of the words, Rishi Prabhupada said. When one is well established in Krishna Bhagavad Gita, he can take up this study of Srimad Bhagavatam and further enlightenment. I like the first half of this sentence where he says, when one is well established in Krishna Bhagavad Gita. Now, well established can mean anything to anybody.
Okay. When one is well established in the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, in other words, that they've heard, they've studied, they have heard lectures about Bhagavad Gita from the beginning there, you know, so well over so many times, and different speakers have talked about different angles of realizations that come from the verse, so you know it thoroughly, you're living it. That's the basic, and it is deep, but that is the first basic understanding of what the soul is and who Krishna is and how we connect to Krishna. And the different moods, and in the end, they talk about they need to renounce this world. So that's all Bhagavad Gita from beginning to 18th. And then, so once you understand that, then you can continue the renunciation in Srimad Bhagavatam into greater details about Krishna consciousness. Now, Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna himself to Arjuna. Now, Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken by devotees of Krishna. And they're describing even more. And then some incarnations of Krishna himself. Like Lord Rishabhadev, he's speaking. Jatparat is the pure devotee of the Lord. He's speaking. Prahlad Maharaj is the pure devotee of the Lord. Lord Kapila is the Lord himself. And speaking Sankhya philosophy. They're all in Srimad Bhagavatam. And towards the end, Krishna is explaining to Uddhava about Avadhut Brahman and the 24 gurus and how they're learning from even little things around, and this weather and different animals and all of that, how you can get realization. So those are all great details. That's in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then towards the end, then Krishna's face is open. We start with his feet, right? Canto 1, his feet goes one, you get to the Pampasa. As you learn in the canto, you're going higher and higher, then you get to canto 7. That is Krishna, canto 10. That's Krishna's face. Then he begins to talk about Krishna's pastime. when he was born and the things that happened when he was a baby, how he enthused the devotees and how he annihilated the demons or the council was sending to him and all of that. So then you begin to really enjoy the fruit of, but you had your basic though, basic lessons first from Bhagavad Gita and then in a little greater detail from Srimad Bhagavatam, greater detail, not a little, 18,000 texts in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam alone. 700 texts in Bhagavad Gita, 18,000 in Srimad Bhagavatam. So it opens your eyes even more. So then you get further enlightenment. Because, I mean, you go from 7 to 18,000, there's no question. 700 to 18,000. So that's why he put it out that way. Okay? You can take further study of Srimad Bhagavatam, the study of Srimad Bhagavatam for further enlightenment. And that's where we are now. We just started. So how wonderful. Canto 1, Chapter 1. From the very beginning. That is Krishna's feet. By the time you get to Canto 10, it will be Krishna's face. Going up. Hare Krishna.
I was just having another realization. Actually, before we share that, we had a very nice feedback, I think it was from our reduction from Facebook.
Oh!
He said,
Hare Krishna.
Very motivating class. It was kind of like motivating. Yeah, he's watching from Facebook.
Okay, okay.
But as you were speaking about the feedback, I was remembering a quote by Radhanath where he said, the essence of Bhagavad Gita is that we should always think of Krishna, become his devotee, and worship him and offer homage. And then I was thinking from that basis, then we spend 9 cantos of the Bhagavatam to learn the transcendental nature of the Lord. And then once we get to that journey, then we get into the nitty-gritty of his pastime. So I was thinking that was a very nice journey.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, what you said now is a text in Bhagavad Gita and towards the end. Man mana bhava bhava bhakto madhyajimam namaskuru. That's exactly what that means, what you said. And then mam ivashasi chatyamte patijane piyosimi. So if you do these things to mention, you will come to me without a doubt at the end of your life.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for the class. Thank you so much. Also thank the devotees for being online. If you, we have literally a couple of minutes, and if you have any personal comments, we can quickly jump in and say something. And if not, you know, any questions, do feel free to contact us. But we thank you for joining us. This is a very wonderful sangha. I really enjoy it. And I hope all of you are. We hope to see you tomorrow online, and we will be going to the next verse, which is verse 22. Until then, have a wonderful day, and may Krishna bless all of you, and Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. Jai. Jai. Guru Pramanande. Hare Hare Bo. Jai. Hare Krishna. Jai. Hare Krishna. Jai. Guru Shri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Jai. Guru Shri Prabhupada. Hare Hare. Jai. Hare Krishna. Okay. Okay. He was very heartbroken, but there's a long story behind this. I was just tired of my wife and I wanted to leave her. Wait a minute. I don't think I'm...